have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
He saved me from that water, baptized me in that blood, filled me with his spirit, introduced me to that love. He saved me from that water, baptized me in that blood, filled me with his spirit, introduced me to that love. Baptized by the fire, fire. Baptized by the fire, fire. Baptized by the fire, fire. Baptized by the fire, fire.
They turning up and I'm burning up. Wait a minute, let it go ahead and get to them. I was out the cold world, doing this, I'm doing that. We should have been toe tagged. My life was just that bad. In and out of the county jail, my dream been gone, boy. Then Jesus, he bought that. Still mad, he did that. My life, he running that. Nailed me to the cross, told me to come follow him. Told my soul, jump with me. Jump in that boat, boy. No, ain't a dope, boy. This ain't a joke, boy. I made same gold all in my mouth. Used to tote that 45 with every clip. Now I tote that 66. Save me from that water. Baptize me in that blood. Fill me with his spirit. Introduce me to that love. He saved me from that water. Baptize me in that blood. Fill me with his spirit. Introduce me to that love. I'm on fire.
Don't do it.
Straight out of prison.
Don't do it.
Baby boy on the
hit me in the twilight zone. Tales from the dark side. Eyes closed, trying to see from the far side. Live by the sword, then you die by the sword. Too many young men, they don't lie anymore. Parents giving up, not trying anymore. So many tears that they can't cry anymore. Plenty more hot heads wanna show off. Bullets hot with no sauce. Blood lost, make it lose off. Now I'm aggravated, community separated. Devastated education ain't even elevating the youth. Who's hating the truth? You ain't in the mood, cause you breaking the rules on the east side. West, north, south side, throw a peace sign. Heaven on earth where nobody on the street died. Big crime, so I pray to the knuckleheads. And I don't trust the dead.
Vietnam in the inner city, it's a pity. Dying in the streets, everybody packing the heat. So peace up, peace up, peace up, peace up, peace up, peace up. Me mug in the club, on drugs, no thugs, no mugs. Ain't showing no love, peace up.
The hard truth than the soft lie. I seen the hard head turn in the soft guy. They can't see straight like they all cross-eyed. The one live by the gun, mostly y'all die. Committing genocide, now time to all ride. Fake thugs, so you use them as a fall guy. Cause he a wannabe, one day he gonna see his own funeral and tears from his mama cheek. No Grammy speech, but watch the Grammy preach. All the goals in life that he plan to reach. When you begin to grind, remember prison time. It's a thin line, what lies within your mind. And what you see ain't always what it is. And it's a mess like a hallway full of kids. When drama come, you always in the mix. It is what it is, but y'all ain't seen it.
Vietnam in the inner city, it's a pity. Dying in the streets, everybody packing the heat. So peace up, peace up.
Children tripping, drive-by and riding, playing cops and robbing. All y'all conniving, all y'all is lying. Young God is trying to make us instinct, separate like instinct. Drinking too much ginseng, fencing. Each one, leave none. The reason we grieve and stream for peace. We must receive, believe we can achieve. Be free from disease. The enemies in the streets, deep beating the beast. Increasing the peace to 60 degrees. I'm dreaming the king, achieving the dream. Down. Enough is enough now. It's hard to love growing up in a rough town. Dust down the sword, give it out to the Lord. Jump on board, peace for no more war.
Vietnam in the inner city, it's a pity. Dying in the streets, everybody packing the heat. So peace up, peace up.
That got me hyped. Boy, that was it. Wow. I loved it. Welcome to another Sunday Witness with your boy, Gray. You're too kind. I tell you what, it has been quite the week. But here we are again, blessed. And I'm so glad. You know what? I'm trying not to get emotional. I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. As a matter of fact, I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time, although the last time I said, this is probably going to be the last time. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I would be remiss if I did not shout out the lovely Kimberly Robinson, the woman of God, the visionary, and the Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I used to have people. So, of course, I have to read the disclaimer. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because I love you guys, and y'all messed up, not me. I'm perfectly sane. Y'all don't went crazy. I'm a helper. I give. So here I am to give you a little helpful advice and help you along the way to be better, do better, and just have better for yourself. All right? Now, here's something with Nuts with Dre. We always like to lend a helping hand, be a listening ear and a sounding board for all those who are in trouble or in need. Okay? Now, what I was doing a couple of days ago is I was listening to the radio. And there were some songs that were coming on the radio, and you know what? As the songs were playing different songs, my mind began to race and wonder, and you know what? Exclusively tonight, I'm premiering it. These are songs in your head made for the situations in your life. Songs in your head made for the situations in your life. I tell you what, could be these songs in your head, could be songs of a family member's head, a friend, an employee, co-worker, stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people, you know what, no matter what you're going through, you think all hope is lost? Just know there's a song in your head for your situation. Here we go. Songs in your head for your certain situation. This first song, this is a blues song. I listen to all kind of music. This is a blues song, and it's called Cheating in the Next Room. Cheating in the Next Room. Cheating in the Next Room. Think about it. You could be in the living room, and your significant other, your beloved, could be in the next room cheating on you. How would that make you feel? Would you lash out? Would you cry out? Would you act out? Ask yourself. If your significant other, if your spouse was cheating on you in the next room, what would Jesus do? And then you do just that. This next one. Who's making love to your old lady while you was out making love? I told you the blues got a message for you. That's something to think about. Man, I'm directing this to you. If you're thinking about cheating on your wife or your significant other, your beloved, before you do it, ask yourself, who's making love to your old lady while you out making love? Oh, my goodness. That Johnny Taylor, boy. That's a message right there. This one right here. Woo-wee. Now, this one right here, I'm telling you now, men and women, y'all need to think about this. You know, if you got somebody good in your life, make sure you treat them with love and respect and honor, and you cherish them. Because good men and women are hard to find. They really are. And when you get you a good one, hold on to it. Act accordingly. But now, this song right here, if you don't act accordingly, you don't do right, this is a song that'll be in your head for your situation. If you think you lonely now, wait until tonight. Lord have mercy. If you think you lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. And you know, that right there almost choked me up. Boy, I could preach on that. This one right here. Woo-wee. You know what? When you're about to commit adultery and fornication, understand that it's not just you hurting, it's other people. Think about this song that's in your head concerning your situation. As we lay, oh no, we forgot about, you know, we forgot about the price we have to pay. Don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. This one right here. Now this one, this is ridiculous right here, but in every relationship, it should be 50-50. And this song right here is the epitome of a 50-50 relationship. Half on the baby by R. Kelly. Half on the baby. Because it takes two people to make the baby. One person can't make the baby, so the woman make half and then the man make half. And then when they put the half together and make one whole baby, half on the baby. Woo! Words of the wise, though, man. You can go half on the baby with a woman, but if it don't work out, you going whole on the child support. This one right here. Woo-wee. Now, this is a song that stays in my head for certain situations. Now, this one right here is beautiful right here because it takes me back, you know, to greener pastures and better thoughts, you know, in the past. And it's make it like it was the way it used to be. I mean, one time I fell behind on my LG&E and they cut my lights off. And I remember singing this song in the dark. Make it like it was the way it used to be when I had electricity and my food wasn't spoiling in my refrigerator. Make it like it was. It was easy for me. This one right here, boy, I tell you what. A lot of women out here, you know, you've been free with your love and your body, and you're having these kids by these men that don't care nothing about you or the kids. Half the time, they don't even care about themselves. But you with these men, and then you find yourself having these babies, and then the men disappear on you. This song right there should be in your head for your situation. Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl, Michael said, who thinks that I am the one. You best believe I'm going to tell child support. The kid is not my son, and I ain't giving no blood. I sure ain't. You ain't taking no DNA tests. Not until I had a chance to study. This one right here, I'll tell you now. This is a song that will stay in your head for a certain situation. Anytime you're about to receive some bad news, whether it's on your job, whether it's at home, matter of fact, I'm going to give you an example. I remember about 4 or 5 months ago, I had wrote a check at a grocery store for food. Now, I didn't know just the way my funds were set up if the check was going to be good or not. So I found myself singing this song in my head pertaining to that situation, and it was, tell me something good. Tell me. Tell me daddy went through. Yeah. Because I sure was hungry, and Lord knows I needed them groceries. This one right here. This one went right along with the tell me something good. Because you know what? It came back. The check was good, and I had enough money, and it wasn't insufficient funds, it was sufficient funds. So I was able to get my groceries, and this song was in my head, and this was, today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say, it was a good day. So that would hurt somebody. I needed that food. Yes, Lord. This one right here. Woo. Let me tell you something. Men, women, if your significant other, your spouse catch you in a compromised position with another person, this song should be in your head pertaining to your situation. Shaggy said it best. It wasn't me. But she saw me in the counter. It wasn't me. No. Saw me in the bathroom. It wasn't me. Even had me on camera. It wasn't me. Even when she show it to you and it looked like you because it is you, you just say, it wasn't me. I'm telling you, these are songs that are saying you're here for your certain situation. Now, it ain't all about R&B and blues. No, it's gospel music too. Gospel songs are saying you're here for your certain situation. This one right here. Lord Jesus. I'll never forget when I was delivering packages for FedEx. I sure was. I was a FedEx driver delivering packages to people's houses. And I'll never forget, well, woo, Lord have mercy. I had a package, some Chewy. I had some Chewy dog food. And I went to take it and put it on the woman's porch. And Lord have mercy. Boy, I heard the dog. And man, I heard, I didn't know where he was coming from, but I heard the bark get louder and louder and louder as he was getting closer and closer. And this song was in my head for my certain situation. Jesus, be if it's all around me, every, I'm asking you, now, see, come on now, to protect me as I go along my way. I know you can. Yes, Lord. I know you will. Stop that dog bite. Don't let him kill me. See, Jesus, be a fist. This one right here. This one right here. Yeah. I never forget this. This song was in my head for a certain situation. And what had happened was I was feeling down. I was feeling real low because I tell you that that old low down dirty dog, that old Satan run devil inspired organization Rent-A-Center had got my furniture because I was only 7 payments behind, broke in my house, got my furniture. So I was, as I'm sitting on my floor, I just remember having this song in my head. I just want to be happy. I was sad, though, because I was sitting on the floor. They took the TV because it belonged to Rent-A-Center. I just want to be happy, though. But lo and behold, I was able, now this goes right along with that last song. I was able to get my situation turned around. But the simple fact is, I was seven payments behind. But what had happened was, check this out now, this is God. It got to be God. What had happened was, I happened to be walking through the park outside and found a purse a lady dropped full of money. Full of money. And, hey, being the man I am, of high character, I knew that didn't belong to me. And so it wasn't me. I gave it back. I sure did. I gave the woman her purse back. I sure did. But here it is. It will get better. And won't he do it? I gave her the purse back, but I kept the money. Won't he do it? It will get better. Because God is in control. Man, I tell you what, I was able to pay them back payments, get my furniture back, get my TV back, and I remember singing, never was a maniac. I looked at one of them $20 bills I had without you, because I had lost it all. But now I see, I'm looking at my black screen TV, and I can say, never was a maniac. I'm sorry. Moving right along. Oh, my God. Okay. These are random thoughts. These are thoughts that are random. The reason why they're random thoughts is because they're mine. They don't belong to nobody. They ain't got nothing to do with nobody. Just me. They my thoughts, and they random. Don't particularly mean nothing. Ain't attached to really nothing. Really. They just come from nowhere. Poof. Like magic. They are my random thoughts. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Shut up. Random thoughts. Things black people eat but don't want. Things black people eat but don't want. Crabs. Say, I eat crabs, but I don't want crabs. Let that sink in. Monkey bread. How they make the monkey bread? Ain't that torture for the poor monkeys? Oh, pig feet. Random thoughts. Pig feet. Poor little pig in the wheelchair because he ain't got no footsies. Random thoughts. Hog head cheese. Random thoughts. I wonder how many times you got to hit the hog in the head to make the cheese and the thoughts. Pineapple upside down cake. Random thoughts. Pineapple upside down cake. Just flip it over. Then it'll be right side up. Random thoughts. Carrot bottoms. Random thoughts. Bottoms. Well, turnip bottoms? What the hell are you doing with the turnip tops? Because it's got bottoms, it's got to have tops, don't it? Turnip tops. Random thoughts. Buttermilk. Buttermilk. Random thoughts. Why would I pay for spoiled milk when I can buy regular milk and let it sit out for 3 weeks? Random thoughts. Now, this next segment, of course, is a segment that I introduced about 2 months ago. And I'd like to take this time and give a shout-out to church member Brandon and his wife, who are due to have their first child, their beautiful daughter, later on this month. Famous black sayings. He likes the famous black sayings. So these are just some famous black sayings. Of course, white people can say them, Asian people, Hispanic people can say them, but black people, they made them famous. Okay, if you hear anybody saying it other than a black person, they stole it. They stole it like they stole a land. Okay, like they stole, you know what? 40 acres in the mute. 40 acres in the mute. Get it to me. Anyway, famous black sayings. This one right here. This is famous right here. Boy, this is a famous black saying. Look, I'm going to give you a little funk at $40. I'm going to give you a little funk at $40. You know what? Why would it's time to give somebody money back and the money just stank? I mean, it was fresh when you got it, but now it's time to pay it back. It's funky. And it's a little. It's a little funky at $40. That's a famous black saying. Number two, famous black sayings. See, what had happened was, let's see, you know, getting well. When you hear a black person say that, you know, here come a lie and an excuse. And whatever it is, you ain't going to be happy to hear. See, what had happened was, famous black sayings. Could you let me hold something? Let you hold something like what? Huh? Could you let me hold something? Let you hold something. What do you want to hold? Huh? How about you hold your breath? Okay? Famous black sayings. This one right here. This one. Boy, hey, if a black person say this, did you hear a black person say this? That means they didn't reach that point. Well, one more thing, it's going to be a massacre. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be moving the furniture, rearranging the things. This right here is a famous black saying. I wish the hell I would. That means somebody didn't, you know, well, somebody didn't push them to the limit. Somebody didn't ask them to do something, okay, that they're not going to do. Famous black saying. This one right here, this is a continuance of that last one. I wish I would. I don't, you know what, don't say it. But I wish I would. That's, you know what, that right there is stronger than a double dog dare. I wish I would. Come on. You hoping they do so you can go off. Famous black saying. This one right here, boy, hey, Look here, keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. That means don't even say, look, don't talk about the person. Don't even reference them. Just say this one person or that one person. But if you hear somebody say, keep my name out your mouth, they didn't hurt that you've been talking about them. Keep my name out your mouth. Oh, this black saying right here. Look here, I can show you better than I can tell you. I can show you better than I can tell you. Famous black sayings, I'm telling you. Look, this one right here. Before you run my credit, I just want to tell you something. That right there. See, I use that one quite a lot. Look here. You know, and use that. I kind of I lower my voice. Look here. Before you run my credit, let me tell you something, okay? Yeah. No. Go on. Worry about it. I'm just telling you. Just if something happened, what had happened was I had stole my identity. And then when I stole my identity, something happened with my credit. But it should be straight, but if it's not, I'm just letting you know what had happened. My identity had been stolen, and I stole it, okay? But I found out that I stole it, so I returned it. But anyways, things were switched out, and then, yeah. But, yeah, before you run my credit, I just want to tell you. This one right here, famous black saying. Y'all not fixing to run my pressure. Y'all not fixing to run my pressure. That right there translation means I'm through with it. I'm done. No, I don't care about it no more. Y'all not fixing to run my pressure. You're not. Famous black saying. This one right here. And this is one that I use on a monthly basis. I do. Famous black saying. Look here. Let me tell you something. Y'all will get it when I get it. Mm-hmm. And quit calling my phone. Let me say it again, because this is a famous black saying. I use it every month, like clockwork. Right around the third of each month. This is what I say. Y'all will get it when I get it, okay? And quit calling my phone. That's famous black saying. You might hear other people say it. But understand, they stole it from us. These are famous black singers. Black people, stand up. Be proud of what you invented and created. Now, this next segment, of course, is the church announcements. And I always like to do the church announcements. And I invite you, please, to join us, because I tell you what, God is really moving. He moving, yes. God is moving. And a lot of times I wish he'd take me with him, but I hurt somebody. But God is really moving. I invite you to worship with us, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel. I got the gas. Baptist Church. We small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. I say we are small in number, but we are big in faith. Reason why I like to do the church announcements, well, it's because I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Everybody's on one accord. Okay? There's no confusion. There's no saint left behind. I'd like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person service or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream live. For the sick to dig and the shedding it up again. Also, like to do the church announcement for individuals that may have been in an in-person service or watching us as we stream live but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were busy talking about stuff they ought not to be talking about and rolling their eyes. Let me tell you something, Mother Perlina, I don't care if you roll your eyes at me. You can get mad all you want to. You can get mad all you want to. Bottom line is, tell the truth and shame the devil. Your breath stinks. It do. Smell like rotten eggs. So, you know what? Smell like somebody they pumped your sewage and then made you drink it through a straw. Tell the truth and shame the devil, your breath stank. Now walk up here if you want to. Punk, step up to get beat down. Brush your teeth. Soak your dentures in Listerine. Anyway. Announcement number one. This is really not an announcement. This is more of a warning or a heads up. I've gotten to the point where I know how many Pringles are in an open Pringles can after I then took about four or five of them out. I count my Pringles, and I know how many in the can. So if I ate 16 Pringles, there ought to be 133 Pringles left in the can. Lo and behold, I ate 16 Pringles, and there was only 103 Pringles in the can. Let me tell you something. Word to the wise. These, you better treat them like Lay's. No, don't treat them like Lay's, because you better just eat one. And you better let me know when you eat one. I found out who been eating my Pringles. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. I'm going to put these holy hands on you, okay? I'm going to mess around and bite your ear off like Tyson. Quit playing with me and stab my Pringles. Last time, it seems like every other Sunday, I got to come and remind y'all about my stuff. Two Sundays ago, it was my gummy bears. Sunday before that, it was my dill pickle slices. Sunday before that, it was my nacho Doritos. Huh? Sell my stuff. Sick of y'all. That stuff ain't in the, it ain't in the food bank. It ain't in the food pantry. That's my stuff. I brought, these are my snacks. Sell my snacks. Let me count some more Pringles and come up short. See what happens. See if I don't, empty out these peas by playing with y'all. Now for number two. Deacon Lonnie, as you know, you saw, he returned back to in-person service for the first time in almost a month. I'm pretty sure you all noticed that we didn't have too many words. Matter of fact, he ain't say nothing to me. I ain't say nothing to him. Okay. I know he paid me my money back. I got my cheddar back. So it's on him. You know, I tried to be the bigger man. I tried to shake his hand. He didn't put his hand out, put his hand in his pocket. Okay. Now I'm in the word to the wise. Okay. You set yourself up for failure. So I extend my hand and you stuff both your hands in your pocket. What if I sucker punch you and check your chin, Deacon? Huh? Knock you out because you ain't got no guard up. Well, quit listening to the devil. Be ye prepared. You never know what's going to jump off. Now for number three. Brother Daquan. Again, the whole gender identification thing, I mean, hey, to each his own, okay? If you want to identify, you know, as a man one day or Wednesday at Bible study, and then Sunday you want to come here and identify as a woman, then that's your business. That's between you and God. Let me tell you what you're not going to do, Brother Daquan. You're not going to identify yourself as, I don't care what the hell you identify yourself as? You not. Yeah, let me catch you trying to go in the women's room behind the first lady again. Huh? And see what happens. Sit on that snap, crackle, and pop your neck. Play with me again like that. Huh? Finally, we come to the part of the announcement I always look forward to, not looking forward to. For it is the building fund. As you know, the building fund has a little bit of everything to offer. Intrigue, mystery, adventure. Horror, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, are you serious? As of the day, the building fund has raised more problems. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Dr. Dre. And as I always like to do, I'm a press out, so I ask it all. Here's about our eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously. Really. For real? Wow. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dragon. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. What door is that? Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Stupid, please. You better put your hand on your mouth when you cough. Don't come in here with that COVID. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us. Hold us close to your bosom, and we will be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. And you all have a great rest of your night. I'll see you next Sunday with more nuts because, well, I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you when I see you. I miss you already. And if don't nobody love you, the Lord do. I bet you thought you was going to say me. I mean, I like you, but come on. I don't know you like that. Good night.
Praise is our weapon, we love rapping Jesus, we dance in the spirit till like I can hear it.